From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Stutson, and these are your headlines for Monday, October 28th. The U.S. Forest Service is hosting a training camp to encourage more women to start a career in wildland firefighting. The Women in Wildfire Training Camp will take place next year. 24 applicants will be selected to attend the paid training at the Shasta Trinity National Forest, according to the Forest Service. The training will provide hands-on experience so that graduates can apply for entry-level firefighting positions. It will take place over 6 days. Applications for the training are due November 1st. Most California Republicans in Congress will not publicly comment to certify the 2024 presidential election results. That's according to new reporting from our California newsroom partners, CalMatters. Jenna Peterson has the details.
Only 4 of the 12 Republicans representing California in Congress have confirmed they will uphold the election results. While none of these Republicans have publicly stated they would not certify the election, most Republican incumbents and GOP swing district challengers did not respond when CalMatters asked if they would certify the vote. Those include Doug LaMalfa, Kevin Kiley, Vince Fong, David Valadeo, Jay Obernolte, Mike Garcia, Michelle Steele, Daryl Issa, and Matt Gunderson, candidate for the toss-up 49th District in San Diego County. These candidates have also not publicly confirmed anywhere else that they'd certify. John Fleischman, former executive director of the California Republican Party, says he believes all of California's congressional Republicans will certify. It's just politically safer to not weigh in publicly.
You don't really want to inflame kind of the conservative grassroots side either, because you need them for your get out the vote. So this is an issue that's divisive for Republicans, and so I don't think they want to talk about it much.
In January 2021, 7 of the 11 California Republicans in Congress refused to certify the 2020 election, boosting former President Donald Trump's false claim that he lost in a rigged vote.
That was CalMatters' Jenna Peterson. Yost Park in Corning will keep its name. According to reporting by the Red Bluff Daily News, the city council was considering renaming it after Tucker Mesker, but recently voted to keep it the same. Mesker was a junior at Chico State when he was killed in a traffic accident in 2008, according to his obituary. The Tucker Mesker Classic Memorial Softball Tournament has been held at Yost Park in his honor since. The park is currently named after Roger Yost, who was killed in a fatal car collision in 1950. Yost's relatives wrote a letter to the council asking them to keep the name. Meanwhile, the Mesker family said they greatly respect Yost Park's significance and do not support changing the name. Parking will soon be free in downtown Chico for the holidays. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, City Council unanimously approved no-cost holiday parking during a meeting earlier this month. The city has allowed free Friday parking downtown during the holiday season for the past several years. But now, parking will be free all week, Thanksgiving and Christmas. The time limit on the meter will still apply to free parking spaces. California is investing billions of dollars to fund infrastructure and transit projects throughout the state. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports on how those will be spent in the North State.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced Friday that California is allocating $1.3 billion for bridge, rail, highway, and transit projects across the state. This in addition to $4 billion in state and federal funding announced earlier last week. Much of the money will be used to modernize California's public transit systems and improve the rail network, in part to help the state reach its ambitious climate goals. Several projects in the North State will receive grants. These include discretionary funding for the Chico Municipal Airport and money for a wood-burning microgrid project in Greenville. Other funds will be spent to improve fish passage in Butte County, extend broadband service in Shasta County, and to construct a bikeway in Redding. California has already invested nearly $5 billion in state transit and rail projects since last year. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
This November, 2 seats for the Chico Unified School District Board are up for election. NSPR spoke with the candidates to find out the issues that matter to them. Gail Olson is running for Area 2 trustee against James Bishop. Olson spoke with NSPR's Ken Duvall about her background and priorities.
I just retired. June 8th was my official last day from teaching 34 years in special education. I've taught grades 2 through 12 in those 34 years. I also, upon getting closer to retirement, realized that my area was up for the first time, and I felt like this was actually a sign that this was something that I was meant to do. And it's actually turned out great because I realized that I get to stay involved with students, and that's really important for me. While I was done teaching, I wasn't done with students.
And what do you see as the most pressing issue or issues confronting schools today?
The most pressing issue that I see is something that has been termed parent rights, but it actually means two different things. I'll start with me. On my side, parent rights means, and parents absolutely have and should have rights in their child's education. Parents can participate in school site council. They can, what's called, form 10 their child to a different school if they want to. They can volunteer in the classroom. They can join PTA. They have the right to be involved in that. The one thing that I don't believe they have a right to be involved in is to know everything that their child says to an adult, which brings me to what the other side, if you will, believes that parent rights means that, for example, if a child says to an adult, you know, I think I might be bisexual, that then the adult in the education system has to then contact the parent and let them know of that conversation. One other hot issue right now, obviously, is facilities. Chico Unified has done a lot of work on a lot of schools. There are still three schools that need a lot of help, a lot of TLC. So funding for that, as many people probably know, Measure C is out there as a bond to create the funds in order to make improvements for those sites so that those children have nice facilities when they go to learn.
If you do win the seat on the school board, how are you planning to address these issues?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. The funding is really something that is a team effort. Like I said, parents and students and community members are involved in meetings, and they kind of let the board know what is important and what they feel funding should address and where funding should be placed. And the board listens, at least this is my understanding, the board listens to that information as well as to the experts in the district. And so from that input, you know, a budget is passed, right? Regarding parent rights, I honestly don't know how that will be addressed through the board. I do know that there's legislature that says that it is illegal, you know, we have to follow the law, and that staff at a school or a site are not required or mandated to tell a parent of conversations that a student has, obviously unless the student is in danger of harming him or herself or harming others or presenting a danger to others. But if it's just a conversation that is questioning things or wondering about things, then we need to follow the law. And currently the law states that we don't have to have conversations with parents around that. So obviously I'm going to follow the law. I've had 34 years experience in the trenches. I've taught special education, which is another hot topic in the district. So I absolutely have insight into special education in particular, and I have a desire to make sure that all students are included and accepted in all classrooms. I've participated in a district leadership committee where I was kind of the liaison between the district and the teachers. So I do understand how things work at the district level as well. And I'm just all about students every single day of my career. It's always been about my students. So I'm very passionate about supporting students in ways that you might not even think of. We talked about facilities. So we need to support students to have good facilities, to have good curriculum, to have elective offerings, to have safe places to have conversations, to continue to have good mental health support. So supporting students is all-encompassing.
That was Chico Unified School Board candidate Gail Olson speaking with NSPR's Ken Duvall. And those were your headlines for Monday, October 28th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Dutson.